from the Alan Samuel Studios. This is the John Morris Show on ESPN Central Texas, the flagship station for Baylor Athletics.
Dancing on in, welcome in to Professor Jerry Hill with us, Baylor Insider. Great to have Jerry with us. And Jerry, we just broke the news here. Normally in the 2 o'clock hour, we don't break news, we just sprain it. But I broke the news that you have agreed to be with us through the summer as long as I'm here and you're available. That's big news.
We did have some negotiations about that, yes. I think we did come to the conclusion that when both of us are available, that we will continue to have this 225
exactly
time slot. So, yes, both very excited.
The John Morris Show is brought to you by Amanda Cunningham, Coldwell Banker Apex Realtor, by Alliance Bank Central Texas, by Alan Samuels Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Fiat, your friend in the car business, by Kaleo Wealth Management, and by D'Amore Fine Jewelers, 4541 West Waco Drive, where Waco gets engaged.
Yeah. All right, man, good to visit with you. I appreciate it. Did you get that podcast recorded? Did you get it done?
I'm wondering, there was somebody that put a note on my on my little report.
I saw it. I did not do it. I did not do that, but I saw it.
Okay. My initial thoughts were a couple of people, and they said it wasn't them.
Okay.
But then they said it was somebody with a window office.
Uh-huh. Well, I know who it was.
John Morris. Oh, you know who it is.
Oh, I know who it was. Tell everybody what it was. You had a sign on your door recording podcast in progress.
Yeah, I do. I record the podcast in here, and so it says recording in progress, Baylor, you know, Inside Baylor Sports. And somebody put on there at the top, it was re-recording, so re-recording, because the first several, we'll just say, weren't good. That was on the little sheet, and I was like, well, I was kind of offended.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
I thought it was funny.
It was, and I just want to make sure you know it wasn't me.
Now, from the Alan Samuel Studios, here's the voice of the Baylor Bears, John Morris, and Aaron Sexton.
Hi, and welcome, John Morris Show on a Wednesday. Jerry Hill in the open, and Jerry will join us coming up a little bit later in the hour. We always look forward to that. Plenty to talk about with our good friend, and we hope yours, Jerry Hill. Welcome in alongside Aaron Sexton. I'm John Morris on a Wednesday. Hot outside, no question. I mean, it is starting to hit. I had to pick up some dog food for our dog Brinkley.
Uh-huh.
And so I had time. I was going by there before I came into the station. And Terry said, you're not going to leave it in the car, are you? I said, yeah. She said, it'll get hot. You can't. You got to take it inside. So I came close to picking up dog food and having to carry it inside the building. But she was there, and she said, I'll just take it and take it home. And I said, that sounds good. But I don't know how much that would affect dog food, sitting in a hot car for an hour.
Depends on what kind of dog food.
Well, fair.
I mean,
it's dry dog food. It's a big bag of dry dog food.
I don't want to get your wife mad, so
well,
I'm going to say she was right.
Fair enough.
Even though it probably wouldn't have been.
I say she's right also.
Of course.
I say the same thing.
But it is hot. It was.
It is.
I every day this week so far, except for Monday night when I worked out, I was like, I'm going to walk 4 miles. And I've hit the same spot 2.5 miles.
Yeah.
And been like, nah, I'm good.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it's just so hot. And
even at what time?
Almost 8.
Wow.
Like I start walking so about 7:45 right at sundown.
Right.
Where it's still pretty well lit, but the sun's not shining on me. So I don't have to put on sunscreen or anything. And yeah, it's still brutal. And I was just like, I'm just doing it to get some cardio, you know, and because I love walking, just walking around and listen to music or podcasts. But yeah, I'm like, okay, that's enough. I'm not trying to lose weight, you know what I mean? So just trying to get a little more exercise.
Or get dehydrated along the way.
That too, yeah.
Stating the obvious, it is hot in Central Texas here on the 7th day of August. Hey, news from the Big 12 today. They released their preseason poll for Big 12 volleyball. And Baylor picked 5th in the preseason poll. Kansas, the choice to win the league. BYU, 2nd. Arizona State third, TCU fourth, and Baylor fifth. Iowa State just 2 points behind Baylor. And then Kansas State just one more point behind Iowa State. So pretty tight there in the top 15 of the league. 15 schools have volleyball programs in the new 16-team Big 12. The most interesting thing is to look at it and not see Texas at the top, because I'd like to look back and see when was the last Big 12 poll, or was there ever one where Texas wasn't picked to win it in the preseason poll?
Probably not.
They might have been picked every year.
Yeah, even when Baylor made the Final Four and were a top five team for most of that season.
They were second.
Texas was one or two that season. Yeah. So, I mean, even Baylor's best season, I think Texas was picked to win the conference. And that was a season where they knew Baylor was going to be really, really good. And they're you know, Texas, maybe we think they weren't, but was going to be better.
Yeah, I don't remember. So that would have been 2019. Baylor went to the Final Four.
Right.
Was Texas there also?
Now I got to look it up, because I don't want to say that and be like, some people be like, no, they made the finals.
I don't remember. Yeah, I don't remember. But you're right. And you're exactly right that this might have been the first time ever that Texas wasn't picked in the history of the Big 12, that Texas wasn't picked to win it. They're not in the Big 12 anymore, so that's a moot point. So Kansas picked to win it. BYU second, Arizona State third, TCU fourth, and Baylor fifth in the poll. Baylor volleyball practice underway, and they'll begin their season in 21st, I think, is their first game of the regular season. What'd you find?
I'm trying to make sure because it's not.
You take a look at that.
It's not shrinking on my phone, which is annoying.
The preseason player of the year, Big 12 volleyball, Melanie Parra from TCU. The freshman of the year, Zoe Burgess from Kansas. Baylor's Lauren Briseño and Elise McGee, preseason all Big 12 team. So good representation there by the Bears. Baylor volleyball picked to finish fifth in the Big 12 preseason poll.
Yeah, that year Baylor went to the Final Four, lost to Wisconsin in the Final Four, and then Stanford, Minnesota on the other side. Okay. So they did get further that year than Texas.
Very good. And that was the year Baylor and Texas were co-champs of the Big 12.
Right. And like you mentioned, you know, even though Baylor was ranked top five almost the whole year, Texas was ranked ahead of them
Exactly. All right, so there's volleyball, and the start of a new season is right around the corner. Great to have Shelby Livingstone back as part of the Baylor volleyball program, an assistant coach on Ryan McGuire's staff. Shelby was here as an assistant coach or a GA, left. She was a GA and then left to be full-time assistant at Liberty for the last 2 years and now is back at Baylor as a full-time assistant. The Olympics, we continue to keep an eye on those. And tell you, one event coming up, I'm not sure the time. Aaron, maybe you know, but when is the men's 200-meter final?
I had it. It's tomorrow.
It is tomorrow.
At 1:30.
Okay, perfect.
So, because I thought I looked at it wrong. It was today, but all the semifinal heats were today.
Gotcha.
Noah Lyles finished second in the semifinal heat, which I don't ever
doesn't matter
care about. Yeah, they were making a huge – yeah, exactly. It's like they were making a huge deal about it. I'm like,
really?
Yeah. They're like,
that's crazy.
It was fun. It was a top headline on the Olympics page. Lyles finishes second.
Yeah.
In his preliminary, I'm like, it doesn't matter.
The only person that matters to.
So did Sonya. So did not Sonya Thomas, but so did I believe Thomas in the women's 200. I think finished second in her prelim. I'll have to double check that, but I'm not worried about it. I think he's going to win tomorrow.
The only people that matters to are the ones who happen to beat him in the prelim, and they can say, yeah, I beat Noah Lyles, even though it was a prelim and doesn't matter one bit.
The best part of the Olympics today, for me anyway, was men's water polo.
I saw that, yeah.
Against Australia,
yeah,
who's traditionally, obviously, a better team in the United States. United States was down 5-1, came back and tied it 5-5, went ahead 6-5, got down 7-6 with a minute something to go, minute 36 to go, not a lot of time. They tied it, and I didn't know this, but apparently water polo goes to a shootout.
Oh, really?
Just like soccer and hockey.
Right.
And the American goalie, I hope that's what they call them. I'm sure it is.
I think so.
Stopped two, and Australia's goalie only stopped one. They win it in a shootout, and they advanced to the semifinals. So, you know, obviously, if they win their next one, they are guaranteed at least a silver and have a chance for the gold.
Very cool.
Pretty awesome. It was an incredible match to watch for someone who has no idea about the rules and just never watched it outside of the Olympics.
All I know is those water polo players are unbelievably athletic.
Yes.
Unbelievably. Yeah. Like when they needed a statue outside, when they hosted the Olympics in the United States and they needed a statue, they used a water polo player to craft the statue after.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
There was one person on the USA team, and I say this because I admire it.
Uh-huh.
He had more of a dad bod than a swimmer's body. Yeah. We were discussing it during the break, but he is obviously elite, like just like the other people on that team, because we were talking about it. I was like, the best shape of my life, I could tread water for a couple of minutes,
exactly.
You know, and that's because it's so taxing. Yes.
Yeah.
You're using almost every muscle in your body when you're treading water. It's incredible what they're able to do. And go USA. They're onto the semis.
You know what else I watched this morning was men's volleyball. And I continue to be amazed. I mean, I've seen and broadcast a bunch of Baylor women's volleyball, and they hit the ball so hard. But men's volleyball at this level is unbelievable.
Oh, yeah. It's
they just hit the ball so hard, and they're so athletic. But USA lost to Poland today in a a semifinal match?
I think it was, yeah.
Because
they got through the...
That's right, because Poland advances to the gold medal match.
Yeah, so they can still win the bronze
if
they can win the next game.
But disappointing on some level that USA lost to Poland in the semifinals of men's volleyball. Back to Noah Lyles, when he won the 100, I heard a couple of things today that make it more amazing. His top speed in the 100-meter victory for Olympic gold was 27 miles per hour. The cat was running 27 miles per hour, and that's just 100 meters.
I mean,
that's not, and from a standing start.
Right. If you imagine how fast he could run if he got a running start.
Well, the 200 might.
Well, that's
might
true.
Top
yeah.
That,
once
you
he
know?
Once he hits the straightaway. Yeah.
That's right. Get around.
Maybe
that
running
curve.
Faster.
Unbelievable. And also, I heard, and this was Otto Bolden, who does the broadcast for NBC. Was saying that Noah Lyles was behind at the 10-meter mark, the 20-meter mark, and the 30-meter mark, and maybe the 40, but I'm not sure. And then that's when he turned it on and caught and passed everybody to win by 5/1000th of a second. But he was trailing early. I guess he's not the best of starters out of the blocks.
Right.
But when he gets going, he makes up for it.
And he did not get a great start.
Oh, really?
Not at all, yeah. It wasn't terrible, obviously, because if you get a terrible Spartan 100, you're not going to win.
There's no.
But he did not get an ideal start.
There's no margin for error in that thing.
No, absolutely not.
But 27 miles an hour is unbelievable.
Booking it, yeah.
So we'll see. Be fun to watch the 200 comes up tomorrow, 200 final. Noah Lyles for the U.S. trying to become the first man since Carl Lewis in 1984 to win the 100 and 200 golds in the same Olympics. All right, the Baylor folks that are there, Nathaniel Ezekiel continues, and he has, within the past hour and a half, just completed the semifinals in the 400 intermediate hurdles running for Nigeria. So we'll see if we can track that down. If he advanced, he'll run in the finals on Friday at 2:45 Central Time. So checking on Nathaniel Ezekiel there. Brittany Griner and USA basketball, they play Nigeria, tipping off in about 16 minutes from right now. So maybe we can keep an eye on that. USA women's basketball versus Nigeria, that's a quarterfinal match, 2:30 Central Time. Who else is still going? Zaza Prosper out of the javelin. John Pierce won gold, Australian men's tennis doubles team. Oh, Avery Skinner, USA Volleyball, they will play a semifinal match against Brazil tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. That'll be great.
It really will be.
USA Brazil.
Yeah, that's going to be awesome.
Woo! For the winner advances to the gold medal match. So that'll be really cool. And Avery Skinner has played so well for Team USA.
She has. She may be their best player so far.
Yeah, that's
true.
I mean,
she's been incredible.
Yeah.
She really has. bad news on Ezekiel Nathaniel. He failed to qualify for the finals.
Okay.
He finished fifth in his semifinal heat.
Okay, thanks for looking that up. So his time is done in Paris, running at least, and he can sit back and maybe enjoy everything's going on in the Paris Olympics. The only other one from Baylor is Christy Wallace, Australian women's basketball team. They play Serbia this afternoon at 4 o'clock, 4 o'clock our time, for Christy Wallace, so you can keep an eye out for her. Men's basketball plays Serbia. Is that today? Is that today or tomorrow?
That would men's be basketball. Tomorrow, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they played yesterday, didn't they? Or no, yeah. It was the day before. It was Monday. Let me see.
Yeah, either today or tomorrow for USA men's basketball taking on Serbia. So some of the highlights and the Baylor folks that are there in Paris flinging the green and gold afar. That's fun to see. And we'll continue to keep you updated. Olympics continue through the weekend.
Tomorrow at 2 p.m., so you can turn on the J-Mo show and turn the volume down on the TV and enjoy both of those wonderful things.
That's funny you say that because Bob Anderson, who I called his name yesterday when we mentioned Joey McGuire's birthday, Bob was texting me and said he was watching the Olympics with the sound turned down and listening to us. So just nice. What you said.
That's what we do.
Thank you, Bob. Appreciate it. That's exactly what we're doing. All right. We appreciate that. All right. Let's take a break. Jerry Hill coming up in a bit. John Morris Show on a Wednesday from the Allen Samuels Studios. Thanks to Allen Samuels, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Fiat. Yeah, they're your friend in the car business.
The Matt Mosley Show, weekdays from 4 to 6 on ESPN Central Texas.
Your afternoon of sports pleasure is beginning.
Matt Mosley knows people.
He's a great friend of mine dating back to my undergrad days, and his sister was one of my really good friends. She was a tri-delt at Baylor who ended up marrying one of my best friends. They look up to me, but I don't necessarily think that means they want to hang with me.
The Matt Mosley Show. Weekdays from 4 to 6 on ESPN Central Texas.
Hey folks, Jerry Scott here with Jim Turner Chevrolet McGregor. As the summer winds down, it's a perfect time to upgrade your ride. Our End of the Summer Sale offers incredible discounts on all new vehicles, and for a limited time, save thousands of dollars and get a free JTC maintenance plan on every Silverado in stock. Interest rates as low as 1.9%, plus trade-in bonuses and incentives. Why choose us? We have the largest selection of the late models in stock and the number one service department in the area that will take care of you after the sale. Jim Turner Chevrolet McGregor, together let's drive.
Okay, everyone, check this out from D'Amore Fine Jewelers in Waco. D'Amore Fine Jewelers now has their own diamond growing machine right here in their own super lab. Yes, you've always been able to get a better premier diamond for the best price at D'Amore Fine Jewelers, but now they have their own growing chamber. Yes, they still have Earthmine diamonds and a great selection of those too, but now if you're in the market for a lab-grown diamond, this is a game changer because you can now get them directly from the source. No middleman markup and only the very best high color, high clarity, and high transparency material. So you can get an incredibly beautiful diamond at an amazingly low price. Come by D'Amore Fine Jewelers on Waco Drive just past New Road and talk about your dream diamond that will become a reality. D'Amore Fine Jewelers at DAmoreFineJewelers.com.
It's 9:30 on a Saturday night. You're at the ballpark getting hot dogs for the kids, and your debit card doesn't work. Lucky for you, Central National Bank's after-hours service is ready to help you get out of all kinds of ninth-inning jams. Just contact us from 6 to 8:30 in the morning or from 5 to 10 in the evening, and we'll connect you to a local person who can answer questions and fix problems. Bank different. Bank Central. Central National Bank. Member FDIC.
The source for Baylor athletic news and information, ESPN Central Texas.
With tens of thousands of satisfied patients across America, it's no surprise QC Kinetics gets five-star reviews.
I'm feeling on top of the world because of QC Kinetics.
I'm able to do the things that I wasn't able to do for a long time.
I can recommend them highly.
I would recommend QC to anybody.
QC Kinetics has changed my life.
I couldn't believe it. I honestly was skeptical, but the pain went from a 10 to a 0.
Real people with real lasting relief from joint pain.
QC Kinetics Regenerative Medicine is regenerating me.
It was super successful, and I
recommend everyone seek out QC Kinetics as an alternative to surgery.
This non-surgical approach is definitely the future.
I tell as many people as possible. I am an ambassador. I love QC Kinetics.
QC Kinetics, the nation's leader in advanced regenerative medicine. No drugs, no surgery. Call QC Kinetics now for your free consultation.
Call QC Kinetics, 254-415-4100. That's 254-415-4100. 254-415-4100.
Every man has his special tool that he likes to carry around with him. That tool belongs in a special place, a toolbox. Because if you lose your tool, well, driving a truck around without a toolbox is like driving an emasculated truck. Hi, Jay here to let you know that at Pickup Outfitters, we believe in masculinity. So we carry virtually every kind of toolbox. Cross boxes, chest boxes, side mounts, toolboxes for flatbeds, steel, aluminum, black ones, white ones, shiny ones. Big, sturdy toolboxes. But in some cases, small toolboxes are okay because it's not always the size of the toolbox that matters. It's how you use it. Every working man has the right to protect his tools in a toolbox. So guys, do not run around with your tools exposed. Put them in a toolbox from Pickup Outfitters, where every day we fight the good fight to end truck nudity. Pickup Outfitters in Waco, or check out our website at createacommotion.com.
With us, John Morris Show on a Wednesday, keeping an eye literally on the Olympics. They just ran the men's 400 meter final. USA won it. Hall, what's his first name? Hall was the gold medalist, and Aaron, we both thought he was dead in the water. But a great closing stretch to win gold in the men's 400 meters.
When they hit the back stretch, the last 100 meter, it didn't look like he had any chance. He was so far back. And then he started making up a lot of ground. They were like, okay, he's going to medal, but he's not going to catch the leader. He did. What an incredible race. What an incredible race. And another
USA,
gold medal.
USA,
yes.
There you go. And they got a, there you go. I love it. They got a big.
That was a great race. Wow.
Got a big bell, like a Liberty bell over by the side. And he goes over and rings that. Now he'll run up into the stands and celebrate. So. Fun to watch there. Hall for Team USA wins gold in the men's 400 meters. All-timer for me was Michael Johnson in Atlanta doing the double, winning the 200 and the 400.
Quincy Hall,
thanks.
Gold medalist.
And then Jeremy Warner and Darrell Williamson in 2004 running the open 400 and then the final two legs on the 4x4 relay. So. Really fun, and that 400, man, that is a test of stamina.
It is. I haven't got to watch it. I saved it. It was why the 400 meters is the most difficult race
really?
In track and field.
Wow.
Yeah, because you think you can sprint, but you absolutely cannot sprint for 400 meters. Yeah. The human body can't do it. Man, they're showing the replay again. It's just incredible the way he ran the field down.
God.
He was so far back.
All right,
wow.
Another gold medal, another medal for Team USA. Quincy Hall winning the men's 400 meters. Hey, we're brought to you in part by ATDS, American Truck Driving School, assisting companies with training their employees to obtain their CDL license to fill driving positions. ATDS trains drivers for over 20 different companies. They can obtain their CDL license in as little as 20 days and be on the road working immediately. Only requirements are these. You have to have a valid Texas driver's license, no outstanding tickets or warrants, and you must be able to pass a drug screen and DOT physical. They start a new class every 2 weeks. Weekend classes are available. Here's the number if you are interested in signing up or getting more information from ATDS, American Truck Driving School, 254-829-1694. 254-829-1694 for American Truck Driving School. All right, Jerry Hill joins us next segment. We'll touch on Baylor football for sure. Bears back on the practice field this afternoon. 4 o'clock start time to the practice and day off tomorrow. And then they'll go on Friday and scrimmage for the first time on Saturday. I look forward to that. I think they'll be at McLean Stadium on Saturday. It's late afternoon, like 5:30, 5:40, I think, is when they'll start. And I do believe it'll be at McLean Stadium. So the first scrimmage of fall camp comes up on Saturday. Again, sorry to say, not open to the public, but I hope you have on your calendar the football version of Meet the Bears. It is Saturday, August 24th, and that will be inside the Allison Indoor Practice Facility. So that'll be a lot of fun. All right, 43-40 was the winning time for Quincy Hall. That's picking them up and putting them down pretty quick. Gee, my knee.
Pretty quick quarter mile.
So another gold medal. USA leads in this total medals and in gold now. I mean, they were there with China, or maybe even a little bit behind China in gold.
Yeah, and it's been, for me, it's always kind of a slow warm-up.
Yeah.
But this is the week where I really get excited, and it's been even more fun because it seems like there's been more gold medals. Like yesterday, I'm watching – in between the shows, you know, in between your show and the press box, and got to see Thompson. Well, the U.S. went gold, bronze in the women's 200 meter yeah. and the men's 1500 meter, like back to back.
Yeah.
And the 1500 meter was obviously a huge upset. Cole Hacker winning it. Thompson was the favorite, but it was still incredible to watch it and watch USA win four medals in those two events. And, there's still a lot more events where we're heavily favored in. It's a lot of fun.
Yep. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, we'll be joined by Jerry Hill, the professor, get his thoughts on all things Baylor athletics. Plenty to talk about here in early August. We'll visit with Jerry when we come back. John Morris Show brought to you in part by Alliance Bank, Alliance Bank Central Texas. Two locations in Waco, one in Temple and one in Georgetown for Alliance Bank Central Texas. Also brought to you by D'Amore Fine Jewelers. D'Amore at 4541 West Waco Drive.
Where Waco gets engaged.
This is the home of Baylor women's basketball.
She plays it in, throws it away. Amore throws it over her head, and that's it! Baylor is in the Sweet 16! A 75-72 win in front of a hostile sellout crowd here in Blacksburg. They are dancing on the Virginia Tech logo at midcourt. What a win here on the road.
Follow Nikki Collin and the Bears all season long here on the flagship station for Baylor Athletics, ESPN Central Texas.
At Genco, our goal is to build long-lasting relationships while providing complete financial solutions for each step of life's journey. Our members enjoy fewer fees, lower rates on loans of all types, and higher yields on a wide variety of savings options. That's just a small part of the credit union difference. Visit Genco online, on Facebook, or come by one of our five locations today. Apply online for membership. Genco FCU, NCUA Equal Housing Lender.
My money, my future, my credit union, Genco.
Hey folks, Jerry Scott here with Jim Turner Chevrolet McGregor. As the summer winds down, it's a perfect time to upgrade your ride. Our End of the Summer Sale offers incredible discounts on all new vehicles, and for a limited time, save thousands of dollars and get a free JTC maintenance plan on every Silverado in stock. Interest rates as low as 1.9%, plus trade-in bonuses and incentives. Why choose us? We have the largest selection of the late models in stock and the number one service department in the area that will take care of you after the sale. Jim Turner Chevrolet McGregor, together let's drive.
Gina Kish here. Let us help you get that vehicle, motorhome, or travel trailer ready for your summer travels. Your time is valuable. At Kish Complete Car Care Center, we do it all and at one stop.
Our family wants your family to be safe during your summer travels. Let us help you complete that vehicle checklist so you can enjoy that family vacation comfortably this year. We've been keeping individuals safe, honestly, since 1998. For a complete list of our services, visit CompleteCarCareCenter.com today.
Listen to the John Moore Show online at syntechsportsfan.com.
An exceptional experience and extraordinary results. That's what you receive when you hire the attorneys at Cherry Johnson Sigmund James Law Firm. Craig Cherry, Ryan Johnson, Mark Sigmund, and Scott James are trial lawyers with 100 plus years of combined experience, specializing in catastrophic personal injury and product defect cases, as well as business disputes. They have unmatched credentials, real-world experiences, and a passion to serve your legal needs. The lawyers at Cherry Johnson Sigmund James have obtained substantial settlements and over $2 billion in verdicts for their clients, due in no small part to their ingenuity and relentless tenacity. They also have knowledge in business, finance, and engineering. Learn more about Cherry Johnson Sigmund James at cjsjlaw.com. Their Waco office is on the 9th floor in Roosevelt Tower, 400 Austin Avenue.
The Brazos Landing is proud to showcase their new upscale bar to Central Texas, the Bourbon Street Bar. Guests are able to savor 93 different labels of bourbons, whiskeys, and scotch. Also, over 110 varieties of wine are featured, in addition to a nice selection of Texas beers. Ask about the new Bourbon Street Bites while enjoying your drink. This menu includes oysters on the half shell, meatball Wellington, chicken fried steak sliders, and beer-battered flounder tacos with avocado salsa. Where I-35 and the Brazos River meet, the Brazos Landing, Waco.
Discover the clarity you've been missing with Brazos Eye Surgery of Texas in Waco. We offer state-of-the-art laser-assisted cataract surgery and LASIK, all performed locally in Waco. No need to drive to Dallas or Austin. Our refractive fellowship-trained surgeon, Dr. Forrest Bo Swan, is ready to help you say goodbye to glasses and hello to a clearer world. Call 254-772-4499 or visit BrazosEye.com. See the difference with Brazos Eye Surgery of Texas, your vision, our expertise.
It's time now for our weekly visit with Baylor insider Jerry Hill. Here's the professor, Jerry Hill, with the voice of the Bears and Aaron Sexton.
We get it almost every night. And when that moon gets big and bright, it's a supernatural delight. Every border was dancing in the moonlight.
Who sings that, Aaron?
That B.J. Thomas?
No. Sounds like
no, him.
Oh,
gosh.
Oh, Jerry knows.
I'm not 60. Come on.
Well, Jerry was aghast there.
I remember that
what?
Song from prom.
What do you say,
Jerry's
Jerry?
Insulted.
I said I did. I knew that. I don't know. I can't remember who it was. I know it wasn't B.J. Thomas.
Oh man. Jerry. Sorry, Jerry. Didn't mean to upset
throwing
you.
Shade, man.
It's King Harvest is who it is. I think a one-hit wonder. I don't know of any other King Harvest.
I would have guessed a long time.
I know. I hear you.
Yeah.
I like it. And we welcome in the dancing man, our good friend, and we hope yours, the professor, Jerry Hill, and musicologist. We could play Name That Tune. Jerry, just come in sometime, and we'll play Name That Tune for an hour. How about that?
I figure we'll do nothing but Chicago and Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Well,
good guess.
Maybe. If I'm picking the music.
John Morris will win.
If I'm picking the music, yes, that is true. Okay. Thanks for being on with us. And here in the studio, we're watching the Olympics. They just had the 400-meter men's final. And Aaron got you on the phone. You said you were watching the same thing in your office.
Oh, my gosh.
John, that was great.
Was incredible. There have been so many good races. I mean, so many good events, period. I think this is why they only hold the Olympics every 4 years, because it just kind of captures you for, like, you know, 2 weeks or whatever it is. And you just don't want to do anything else but watch. I've made a habit for myself of mainly doing primetime in Paris.
Okay.
And it catches me up on everything.
Right.
But
because they repeat a lot, don't they, in
watch
the evening?
Quite a bit of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And in our offices, I think I'm okay in saying, I've got a TV on in my office all day. And when you walk by everybody else's, not everybody, but a lot of people's offices, they're watching either streaming or on a TV in theirs. So it is fun, and we're into the final week. What would you say, Jerry, is your most memorable Olympic moment?
So far this Olympic?
No, all time. And it doesn't have to be one of your performances. It could be, somebody else.
Right. I mean, to me, it's hard to top Michael. I guess that was 96.
Yeah, that's me too.
Where he won the 200 and 400, I believe, broke world records in both.
Yeah.
And not just because he's Baylor, but, I mean, that was phenomenal. Like, you just don't – I think he was the first male to do that at that point. I think maybe somebody has done it since then, because it's not your usual double. Your usual double is more like the 100, 200.
Mm-hmm.
But Michael did it in the 200 and 400. So that, to me, was, you know, just one of those moments you'll never forget. I mean, you know, obviously Carl Lewis and his run – you know, Edwin Moses, I remember him. But yeah, those are some of the ones that just jump out at me. Now, I will say, I guess it was two nights ago, Mondo Duplantis in the pole vault.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. So, and John, I don't know that you'd remember, but I actually covered the NCAA championships 5 years ago.
Okay.
and Mondo was there.
Okay.
Casey Lightfoot was a freshman that year, and it was down in Austin because it was one of those years where they were rebuilding the track up in Eugene, and UT hosted it, so I was able to be there. And I sat there and watched almost all of the pole vault competition because it was so – I mean, Coach Harbor said it was the greatest NCAA pole vault of all time.
Really?
Wow. The competition.
Yeah.
Because there were, like, I think it was six or seven guys that jumped over 18.8.
So it was college guys.
And Mondo actually lost. Chris Nielsen was the winner that year. But, yeah, watching Mondo the other night, and he gets it on his third attempt. I mean, he had already won it. Sam Kendricks, I believe, was the silver medalist. But Mondo had already won it easily because I think Kendricks got up to maybe 19.8, somewhere around there. Mondo went 20 feet 6 inches, and got it on his third attempt. So that one has to jump up there, too, because it was a world record. And I've seen stuff that, you know, unless he breaks it, this is one that could stand the test of time. Like, this one might stand for decades.
Wow. Yeah. Unbelievable performance.
Yep.
Aaron, how about you? What would be your all-time favorite, most memorable Olympic moment?
Michael Johnson.
Yeah.
Winning the 200 and setting the world record.
Yeah.
With the gold shoes.
Yeah. Right.
When he looks over and sees the record and just puts his hands up, he knows. Because that record had stood for so long because the previous record holder, it set the record in altitude at the Olympics in 72 in Mexico.
Oh, good point. Yeah. Yeah, that's mine too. The double, and it was in Atlanta. It was in the United States, and it was the double. It was the 200 and the 400. And I can remember watching that like it was yesterday because my family was gone for some reason. I was at home by myself, and I was screaming, and then he won, and I was crying. So wild.
It was incredible.
So that was great. And then 04, Jerry, we mentioned with Darrell Williamson and Jeremy Warner, you know, doing so well in the 400 and the last two guys in the 4x4 relay.
Yeah, and you've got the guy that won the gold medal. I don't know if you'd remember this, John, but you've got the guy that won the gold medal in the 400, and he didn't anchor because Gerald Williamson was always the anchor at Baylor. So Jeremy, you know, acquiesced to him and said, "You be the anchor. I'll hand off to you."
Isn't that great?
And Gerald was just in the pool. Like, he was not an individual 400-meter runner there at the Olympics. So, but amazing that, your last two runners for the USA. And this is when they were both still in school as well. I mean, Darrell came back for another year. Jeremy was coming off his sophomore year and did that. I mean, again, that's one of those things because he won the NCAA indoor and outdoor in the 400, and then he won the Olympic 400 and ran on the USA 4x4 that won gold. So that was an incredible year.
And remember,
20 years ago, John.
2004. Wow, anniversary. And remember, he ran over to Coach Hart in the stands, and the first thing he said was, "I just set the Baylor school record in the 400. He just won an Olympic gold medal, and that was his first thought and the first thing he said to Coach Hart. Man, those are good memories.
Well, you know, I mean, when you beat Michael Johnson.
That's right.
I guess that is pretty.
Quarter miler you. That is right.
Yeah.
All right, Jerry, other topics. Before we leave the Olympics, how about John Peers, Baylor product, winning the gold medal for Australia in the men's tennis doubles?
That was incredible, John. And they were pushed in a couple of rounds, but it just seemed like they got better and better. I mean, Ebden is, you know, arguably maybe the best doubles player in the world, and John has been, like, you know, one of the top guys, has fallen in the rankings a little bit, but man, they were just too good. I thought that was cool. They actually beat Americans, I think, in the last two rounds. So got the gold for Australia, and it was a great event and great for Mr. Peers. He won a bronze last year in the mixed doubles. So gets it this year in the men's doubles, wins the gold, so he's got a gold and a bronze to his credit.
Man, that is really cool. All right, other topics to visit with you about. How about football is going now, headed toward their first scrimmage of fall camp coming up on Saturday. Anything in particular that's caught your eye so far in fall camp?
And not to give away too much, John, but one of the things I remembered, I guess it was maybe Monday's practice, the defense, I think, wound up with either three or four interceptions. Now, you can look at it two ways. That's a bad thing for the offense, but I just thought, you know, the defense was really playing the ball, really, you know, coming up with some incredible plays. So I give them credit. And I know, because Matt Jones had talked about it, you know, the defense got off to a slow start in the spring and kind of built up and, you know, and did real well over the second half of the spring. And I think they've just kind of carried it over. But, you know, the offense certainly has its moments, too. You know, I really like that receiver room. I think we've talked about it in the past, but, you know, adding Ashton Hawkins and Jamal Bell to that group. Al Presley was on a list that was announced the other day, the comeback player of the year award watch list. So, but yeah, I like that room, so much talent. But then, you know, I look at the running backs too. I mean, you know, and we thought going into last year that was a real deep group. I think it might be even better this year, you know, with Dawson Pendergrass, the year that he had, but then you got Richard Reese, Dominique Richardson. And I tell you, I will be surprised if we don't see something really special from Bryson Washington this year. He's an incredible back, and I think he could really make a difference. So that gives you four guys that are all really quality. So those are some guys that have jumped out at me so far during camp, John.
In a new offense, which I think will be a huge benefit to a guy like Richard Reese, don't you?
Absolutely. I think that's one of the reasons, like, you take him to Big 12 Media Day, and he's a guy that's, you know, made some preseason lists and this and that. I think it's because people expect him to be kind of that guy that he was as a freshman when he rushed for almost 1,000 yards as a true freshman. So I think this offense will fit him, and I think he'll be a guy, too, that will get the ball, you know, some in space, you know, with catches and stuff, too. So I think he will be a special talent this year. And, again, Dominique Richardson is a guy that led Oklahoma State in rushing. So you've got a lot of talent in that room, and Dawson Pendergrass is so good. Pendergrass is so good down there on the goal line, John. I mean, that's why he led the team in rushing touchdowns. And I think all those guys could make an impact this year.
Jerry Hill with us, Baylor Insider, the professor, and Baylor Volleyball picked fifth in the Big 12 preseason poll that was announced today. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I mean, I thought they might go a little higher. I think TCU might have been ahead of them, which surprised me a little bit. You know, Jason Williams is the coach up there, former Baylor assistant. So I thought Baylor might be more top two, top three. Kansas was really good last year. But, you know, you think with Texas leaving, this would be, you know, Baylor's opportunity. I still think it is. You know, I think they've got a really good team coming back. And, John, I think what helps them too, you know, and probably – nobody really kind of, you know, put that into the consideration, but that foreign tour that they were on, and they were playing some national teams, just that bonding that they got, you know, they were together for, you know, about almost 2 weeks on that European tour. So I think the time that they got together there, and just, you know, they've already got so much team chemistry going, I think that's really going to help them. So I thought it was a little bit low. I believe Elise McGee and Lauren Briseño both made the preseason All Big 12 team, very deservedly so. But I will be surprised if they don't finish higher than fifth.
Yeah. About soccer, they played that exhibition match at UTSA on Sunday. They open on the 15th. They're actually the first sport to open the season coming up. What are your thoughts about soccer?
Yeah, I think they, you know, had a really good, you know, exhibition opener there at UTSA on the road. According to UTSA's website, it was 3-0 Baylor, so we'll go with that. And here was an exciting thing for me, John, since I had already written the feature on Marissa Gray. You know, she's a center back, she's a defender, and probably most people had forgot about her, because the last time she actually played in an in-season game was 2019 as freshman.
Yeah, good grief.
And she had just had ankle and knee injuries and stuff that, you know, it kind of kept her from playing. And then she wasn't even in school last year. But Baylor had an injury early in the spring semester. Blythe Obar suffered a torn ACL. And Marissa happened to just drop by the soccer offices, and Michelle Leonard just put it out there. Hey, have you ever thought about coming back? And again, this is a player that hasn't seen the field, particularly in an in-season game, since 2019. And Marissa really thought it was a joke. Like, you're kidding, right? But she had been, I think she had gone to Honduras or something with Marcy Jobson on a mission trip, and she's played some. She's stayed in really good shape, and then she kind of put it in hyperdrive after that to get in. You know, as she said, I was in average shape or good shape for an average 22-year-old, but I was not in shape for a collegiate soccer player. So she went and, you know, kind of really worked. Well, she had an assist in that exhibition game. So I'm really excited for her because, you know, she's been through so much. You'd like to see this would be a great story, you know, if she really makes a difference on this team. And I think she can. You know, they really just needed some experience back there. So she gives them that. So that'll be exciting to watch this year.
And that's a really good article. Folks haven't read it. I read it last night. That's really good to go find that, written by Jerry, and very timely also, Jerry.
Yeah.
So
well
done there. Final thought, the printed edition of The Insider is gone to press, right? Be out soon?
It's actually in the design stage
right now.
But
right.
Should go to Integ next week for them to publish it and hopefully mail it out on Monday the 26th so that it's in hands of the – remember, we're not talking about the magazine racks at the stores and stuff. This is actually mailed out to donors, but hopefully that week so that they'll have it in hands before that first football game against Tarleton on August 31st. So, yeah, excited about it, John. It has Matt Jones on the cover. You know, with a headline of "He's back," because he's another one that not injuries, but just the fact that he did decide to come back because he had some other options. He could have gone ahead and tried his, you know, stock in the NFL. He could have transferred somewhere else, but he came back for a sixth year. So that's kind of the feature story and kind of the football preview. But lots of other stories, including Marissa Gray, and her headline is "She's back."
Right.
So kind of a theme there. But it's fun. I did a story on the volleyball foreign tour. I did something on softball making the super regional and the run that they had. I did something on the Black Student Athlete Summit when they went to USC, and then on a retreat that they had back in at the end of May. Where they went through, it's called The Great Race at the end of it, where it's basically simulating Jesus' last day or two. So they went through that, and that, I believe it was 30, 35 student-athletes that went through that five-day retreat.
Wow, very nice. All right, we'll watch for that coming soon to a mail slot near you. Jerry, we appreciate it. Thank you very much. You going to go out? You want to go out and watch a little practice this afternoon?
Let's go watch a little I think David Wetzel wants to meet us out there.
Oh, good. Okay, that'd be fun. Very good. New head of the B Association, David Wetzel.
Yes.
All right, Jerry, thank you. We'll see you in a little bit.
Thanks, guys.
That is Jerry Hill, the Baylor Insider, the professor, and great insight, again, on all things Baylor athletics. Good to pick his brain when we have the opportunity. Take a break. Back with more in just a moment. Final segment when we come back. John Morris Show brought to you in part by Brazos Eye Surgery of Texas, offering state-of-the-art laser-assisted cataract surgery and LASIK, all performed locally in Waco. Yes, right here in Waco by Dr. Forrest Bo Swan. Visit them today at BrazosEye.com.
This is the home of Baylor Bear softball.
This one, grounded up the middle, base hit. They're going to send the runner. Here comes the throw. It is going to be, is she out? She's out! What a throw by the center fielder, Taylor, and a great tag by Sydney Koyazos. They get her out at the plate.
Glenn Moore and the Bears, all season long, here on the home of the Bears, ESPN Central Texas.
Established in 2007 and independently owned, Alliance Bank Central Texas is committed to helping families and businesses meet their financial goals. From their tellers to their board of directors, they know the importance of superior service and competitive products. Customers have confidence knowing that their financial business is in good hands. Alliance Bank Central Texas, with two Waco locations, also in Temple and Georgetown, and at AllianceBankTexas.com. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, Texas, when it comes to boats, there's only one name you need to remember, Marineland Boating Center. They carry the number one best-selling boats in America, Tracker, Sun Tracker, Tahoe, and Nitro. They currently have many boats that are thousands of dollars below MSRP and also amazing deals on accessories, parts, and maintenance services. Skip the rest and come to the best, Marineland Boating Center, I-35 and Loop 340 South, Waco, and at MarinelandWacoYamaha.com.
Okay, everyone, check this out from D'Amore Fine Jewelers in Waco. D'Amore Fine Jewelers now has their own diamond growing machine right here in their own super lab. Yes, you've always been able to get a better premier diamond for the best price at D'Amore Fine Jewelers, but now they have their own growing chamber. Yes, they still have Earthmine diamonds and a great selection of those too, but now if you're in the market for a lab-grown diamond, this is a game changer because you can now get them directly from the source. No middleman markup and only the very best high color, high clarity, and high transparency material. So you can get an incredibly beautiful diamond at an amazingly low price. Come by D'Amore Fine Jewelers on Waco Drive just past New Road and talk about your dream diamond that will become a reality. D'Amore Fine Jewelers at DAmorefinejewelers.com.
You're listening to ESPN Central Texas, live from the Allen Samuel Studios.
Hi, my name is Amanda Cunningham. I am a local realtor that has a passion for people. I've helped clients buy and sell over 80 homes in 2019 and would love to help you buy or sell that perfect home. You deserve to get top dollar for your home. Listing with an experienced agent that specializes in not only promoting your home, but helping you get your home buyer ready is key. I have a team of people around me that make what I do each day possible. If you're searching for that perfect home, your experience should be pleasant and stress-free. Call me today. I want to meet you. 254-495-0338. Google Amanda Cunningham Realtor with Coldwell Banker Apex to find my website, Facebook, and more.
Are you ready to break ground on your next commercial construction project? Founded in 1969, Barnett Contracting is your single source for preparing for your next build. Their services include excavation, utilities, civil engineering, concrete work, paving, and storm drainage. Do business with Central Texas' premier site work contractor, Barnett Contracting, where they strive for successful projects and satisfied clients. Learn more at BarnettContracting.com.
Okay, so what's the most important part about your house? Nope, it's not that bar or even the man cave. Think about it. The most important thing is your roof. It has to withstand all that Mother Nature can throw your way. So it makes sense to have the best. McAdams & Sons Roofing is your first choice when it comes to protecting your valuable asset. Experienced professionals using only the best materials. So for new construction, re-roofs, repairs, or remodels, for composition and metal roofs, think McAdams & Sons Roofing first. And now McAdams & Sons Roofing are installing seamless gutters. They're insured and an A-plus rating on the BBB. McAdams & Sons Roofing will come out, take a look at your roof, and handle all the insurance process for you. Don't let any fly-by-night company look at your roof. Let a real professional you trust do the work for you. Put McAdams & Sons, over 40 years of experience, to go to work for you all over Central Texas. Check them out online at McAdamsRoofing.com or give them a call at 254-799-2949 because you don't want a kid with your house's lid.
Welcome back. Final segment, John Morris Show on a Wednesday, brought to you in part by Kaleo Wealth Management. Kaleo's clients appreciate the fact that their Kaleo representative works just as hard as they do to meet their family's financial objectives. 200 West Highway 6 in Waco, 254-751-5050 for Kaleo Wealth Management. So we've really been distracted by the Olympics on the TV here in the studio today. They just finished the men's steeplechase, which
was 3,000 meter.
Yeah, and a fantastic finish. And USA guy finishes with the silver medal. That was good. An Ethiopian guy, I think, I'm not positive, took a bad fall over the next to last hurdle, and that was scary looking.
It was, yeah. I hope he's okay.
Yeah.
It was Kenneth Rooks. I don't think, and I may just be selective memory, but man, I just don't remember us meddling very much, if at all, in steeplechase
right.
events. And he had a he ran a great race, and it looked like he was fading at the end, but he was not. He actually went from first to third, and then with his kick outleaned one of the other – let's see, where's that? Yeah, it looks like a runner from Kenya to get the silver medal. Like, it wasn't as close as 100 meters, but it was close, and he got him with the lean at the end. What a kick, and his name, again, Kenneth Rooks wins the silver in the 3,000-meter steeplechase. I love it. I love watching, like, and I'll get her name, but on the women's hammer throw, an American won the silver in kind of an upset. I'll have to get her name, but I was enthralled watching that. I love it. I love it.
All right, fun to watch. Let's give you birthdays quickly and move out of here. Make room for Stretch, who is warming up in the bullpen. It is Casey Moore's birthday today. Happy birthday to Casey. It's Brock Meckelborg's birthday. Brock worked with us at McLean Stadium, now down in Houston. He is running that big old NRG Stadium. So Brock doing great things. Happy birthday to him. Married to Brooke, and happy birthday to Brock. Let's see. Birthday. Oh, Orlando Sepulveda's birthday. That is Daniel and Steven's dad. So happy birthday to Mr. Orlando Sepulveda today. And Aaron, I think that is all I have. Who do you have birthday-wise?
Real quick, we've got Jalen Hurts, former Alabama national championship winning quarterback. Also, obviously, quarterback at OU, and the Eagles' current starting quarterback is 27. Also, 27 is another former Oklahoma quarterback, 2018 Heisman Trophy winner Kyler Murray, also 27. And last but not least, the great Bruce Dickinson, the lead singer of Iron Maiden, turned 66.
Very good. Good list. Happy birthday to all those folks. Big birthday day coming up tomorrow. We'll share that with you then. Thanks to Jerry Hill, who was on with us. And we invite you to stay tuned. The Afternoon Stretch, coming up next on ESPN Central Texas.
We appreciate you being here today.
It's time to score big savings on GMC trucks at the kickoff to savings event.